Certainly we give honor to God, to his son Jesus, who is the Christ. Certainly we thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for Lady Thomas, our children, this church called House of Praise. And thank God for you, my brothers and sisters in Christ and in the new creation in Radio Land. We greet you in the matchless, marvelous, mighty name of Jesus the Christ. There is a word from the Lord we have prayed in and prayed out. And as we listen to the song, amen, the song says, I need the Lord. Yes. Come and go with us quickly to the book of wisdom. The book of wisdom. The book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, the 5th through the 6th verse. The book of wisdom, Proverbs chapter 3. We want to look at verses 5 and 6. Amen. Certainly we want to pause and thank God. Amen. While we're here, while you're finding the scripture. Lady Thomas is over the women's department, the president, Amen. Women of Empowerment. And we thank God that they did a marvelous job on yesterday. Amen. Amen. Dr. Rosa Parikh out of Marksville, Louisiana, amen, preached a mighty word and gave confirmation, yes, and encouraged the women in Proverbs 3 and 15.
Amen.
We thought that we would stay in Proverbs chapter 3. We want to look at the word of God in a little bit broader spectrum to speak to all of us right now.
Amen.
But it is a strong woman, is a wise woman who seek God's wisdom. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire compares to her. Amen. We certainly thank God for the Women of Empowerment 2026 Pratt Brunch. It was a success.
Amen.
And Lady Thomas, keep on going. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is not through with you yet.
Amen.
Amen. Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verses 5 and 6. Are you there yet? Amen. The Bible reads, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tablet of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Thus is the reading of the word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his most holy and divine word. Amen?
Amen.
As we listen at the song, I Need the Lord, I want to simply talk about, ask us a question, why I need God. Why I Need God. For a subtitle, for direction and purpose.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's all right to go ride and relax and enjoy life.
Okay.
But when we are trying to reach a certain level, a goal in life, we're going to have direction.
Mm-hmm.
And the one who knows all and sees all and everywhere all at the same time,
right,
is God.
Come on,
am I right there?
All right.
And he is the best one to give us that direction.
All right.
And so, my beloved brothers and sisters, let us look at this book called Proverbs. First of all, Solomon is credited with the Proverbs in chapter 1 and 29. There is biblical evidence that Solomon was wise and a collector of wise sayings. You will find that in 1 Kings 3 and 5 through 14. Also 1 Kings chapter 4, 29 through 34. And so now chapters 1 and 24 may have been written down during his reign, during 970 to 931 BC. The Proverbs, rather in chapter 25 through 29, were Solomon's proverb collected by King Hezekiah, who reigned in 715 and 687 BC. You will find that in Proverbs 25 and 1. Now, the last two chapters are credited to Agur and Lemuel. You'll find that in Proverbs 30 and 1, also in Proverbs 31 and 1. And about whom nothing else is known. Now, an editor, my beloved brothers and sisters, was inspired to collect the proverb of Solomon, Agur, and Lemuel into the book that we now have. So we do know that this book is accredited to Solomon. Solomon wrote about 90% of the book of Proverbs. Solomon, how we know it, because when Solomon, amen, went to God, he did not go to God for a Rolls Royce. He did not go to God for a yacht. He did not go to God to be the baller, shot caller of the highest and biggest, baddest country clubs. Are y'all with me? But he went to the Lord God himself and asked God for wisdom.
Yeah, Lord.
Solomon is today, and was back then, next to Jesus, that is, the wisest man there is and there was. Solomon was a great man of wisdom. And God says, since you did not ask for long life and riches and all of that, I'm going to bestow all of that on you and give that to you along with the wisdom that you ask. Because how many of us know how to pray, radio, land, social media? If we ask God for wisdom, that's the wisdom of God.
Yeah.
That's to do what God wants us to do. To follow the order of God. Guess what? We're going to be blessed with all those stuff and things anyway. God is going to bless us to make wise decisions concerning life.
All right.
Why I need God? Number one, I need God for direction and purpose that's on our lives.
Yeah.
Watch this. Now, the message and purpose of this book called Proverbs. These Proverbs are in the Bible not just to entertain us.
All right.
Can I help us?
Come on.
They are to exhort, encourage, and offer us hope and the things of Jesus Christ that written in the Bible within the Word of God.
Come on now.
Solomon called readers, especially, y'all get this, youth, the youth to pursue wisdom rather than foolishness.
All right.
In other words, don't just make a decision because it feels good for a moment.
Come on now.
Because a moment of feeling can cost us a whole lifetime of headache and drama.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me? And so he encouraged the inexperienced to become wise rather than mockers, to be teachable and to be encouraged and rather to be discouraged.
All right.
Ultimately, to live rather than to die. And so Solomon writes to us and lets us know, my beloved brothers and sisters, that if we're going to get anywhere in life, going to have direction and purpose on our lives straight from the Almighty God from heaven.
That's it.
Look at the book, if you will. Look at the book. Look at the book. Look at Proverbs 3. I love this because Solomon gets straight to the point. Look what he says in Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Now let me pause right there.
Yes,
to trust anything or anyone other than the Lord.
Come on,
I want y'all to catch this. results in disaster. It's okay to have family and friends and loved ones, get this, catch this, that we trust to a certain point.
All right.
Because watch it now, not putting nobody down, because we have some good family members. We have some good friends.
Yep.
We have good pastors,
yes,
that love us genuinely and authentically.
Yes.
But watch this here. We are all humans. And sometimes, not intentional now, we fall short. And although we promise to do a thing or help in a certain area, we might not be able to do that certain thing that you desire or that you're looking for.
All right.
And so that's why Solomon is saying to trust in who?
The Lord.
The Lord with all thine heart. To put our total trust in another flawed human being as ourselves, it results in disaster and discouragement. Amen. We need to put all our trust in the one that promises never to leave us nor forsake us, and that's God. Am I in the book?
Yes, Lord.
Watch it if you will. Watch it if you will. And so, look what he says on this second part, or this second clause, and that Proverb 3 and that fifth verse. Look at the text. We dealt with trusting the Lord with all thine heart, right?
Amen.
Look what he said. And lean not unto thine own understanding. To lean on something, Lady Thomas, is a synonym for trust. And it's to use as if it were a crutch. What is he saying?
Come on.
Solomon is trying to help us in this text. Understanding is good. Here it is. This is where we come to a crossroad, where we're going to have to make conscious decisions. Can I help us with this text?
Oh,
a lot of us talk in barbershops and nail salons,
yes,
and beauty parlors at the gas stations.
Amen.
At McDonald's or different varied restaurants.
Yes,
and we're talking about what we think how it ought to be, and we say, I understand this, I understand that. Something we do have good and great understanding about. But watch this. Understanding, I'm in the context of the text, and its last clause of verse 5, it said, lean not unto thine own understanding. Understanding is good, but only if it is from the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Am I right there?
Amen.
Because when we have our own understanding, you and I soon let our own self down. Am I right there?
Mm-hmm.
Look what the word says, and I'm going to back up scripture. Scripture, back up scripture with scripture. Can I give it to us?
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, I taught us House of Praise about parallel texts. And a parallel text is a text that comes aside alongside another text, rather, that brings out the same points and mean the same thing. Look at this parallel text. Proverbs 9 and 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. You see, we got to have understanding, but the wise are teachable because they are humble and exhibit fear of the Lord. So Solomon is telling us why we need God. Now let me back up and help us in my theological rhetoric for a minute.
Bow before your throne. is always a better choice. Your songs on your radio. My one and only station.
KAYTKQJO.
I'd rather walk by faith and not by my foolish sight.
tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners, 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Visit one of Louisiana's most exciting festivals.
Alex River Fete in downtown Alexandria, April 30th through May 2nd, featuring Better Than Ezra, King George, Windstorm, Brass Queens, and Wellness Check.
And that's just the beginning.
Classic cars, barbecue, food trucks, art, and more.
Feeling Fete-ish yet?
Join us in Alexandria for music, culture, food, and fun. Save the date, bring your friends, and get set for Fete. Visit alexriverfete.com.